Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
We're going to get into it in the drive, cold weather, but I'm not sure everybody is aware. Some texters giving me a hard time, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't way off base with this. But the temperatures at Gillette Stadium tonight for Monday Night Football, just to put it all into perspective, 8:15 kickoff. So the game will go through, 11:15-ish? Last I'd seen, they expected temperatures to drop to the mid to low 20s. So 25, 22, somewhere in there. So I did a quick Google. The coldest games in Patriots history, 22 degrees makes the top 10 coldest games in Patriots history. So, like, this could be a top 10 coldest game in Patriots history. Not number one.
I've played in probably number one.
What was that?
The Tennessee playoff game.
You did. 4 degrees, wind chill, Ooh. Minus 10. Yeah, we're not going that crazy, but 22 degrees is cold, too.
Yeah, sure is.
They are expecting it to potentially be a top 10 coldest game in Patriots history. Doesn't seem like the wind is going to be terrible from the graphics I saw. Weather, it's northeast, it's football, it's December. Mm-hmm.
But it's with a quarterback that's from the south, so that's why it's the story.
But he said it's cold in North Carolina, too. He told us that on a Patriots Monday interview.
But we also know from Stephen A., he's a liar.
That is true. That is true. He's a liar. And there's also North Carolina cold and Northeast cold, and they're not always the same. It is 5:04:46. Stiz, time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
Teddy, Fitzy, and I kick things off today with a simple question. What concerns you most about tonight's game? So, Ted, what concerns you most?
The unknown. With the new coordinators, the new guys, coaches coaching over there, what do they, do they break from their traditional game plan calls and they come out with something a little bit more radical. The concern is the quarterback, Jackson Dart, running the ball. I'm worried about him just kind of taking over with his feet. That concerns me. And it always concerns me when you have depth or issues with your depth and you have three guys potentially. We know two for sure on the offensive line that aren't going to play, maybe a third. That offensive line has been a concern all year in different aspects, but it's going to be an even bigger one tonight when you consider the defensive line for the Giants. So those are my main concerns. And I think to some degree, and I also they say in my top five concerns is the weather. And is Drake May going to handle the weather like we all hope he does or would, considering he's from North Carolina where it doesn't really, sorry, Drake, it doesn't get that cold down there.
Fitzy, so you and I talked about the offensive line as well and the concerns there, certainly if it becomes a third starter. One name I don't believe we've talked about McDaniels, we've talked about Drake May.
One name I don't believe we've said during the show in regards to that is Doug Marrone.
I love Doug Marrone. I'm a card-carrying member of the Doug Marrone fan club. You kidding me? Celebrate the whole catalog. There's a guy you can lean on tonight. Guy's been a head coach, offensive line coach, has done a bang-up job this season. It probably has some familiarity with the New York Football Giants as well. So I think, if anything, I forget, I believe there was almost a connection between Coughlin and Marrone as well. But be that as it may, as some people in the industry say, I think there's a perfect guy to lean on tonight to coach these guys up and get the job done. He is going to be almost as important. Like Drake May and Josh McDaniels, that's your top tier of on-field and sideline importance, with Doug Marrone just like a peg below.
Yeah, I am the more we talk about this, the more worried I get. I'm not going to lie to you. I might even want to change my score for the 5:30 pick segment. The more we talk about this, because I've watched a lot of football games, and a lot of times when teams start talking about, wow, they're down three starters on the O-line tonight, things don't go well. Things fall apart. Like, it derails. And it can be good quarterbacks, good offensive coordinators, good wide receivers. Teddy, when that falls apart up front, it pretty much falls apart.
It's not good. The whole operation, and what teams do, if they sense that there's shakiness, they just step on the gas pedal even right. more. Overload blitzes. They show blitz, then pull out late. They confuse. And if they sense it all, if we start seeing Verdarian Lowe, false starts, false start, then all of a sudden they're in your head and you have an offensive line that is unsure of itself. And that's what makes it's not only there's three guys missing, it's key positions, center and left tackle.
Yeah.
Center and left tackle. We don't know for sure if Garrett Bradbury is not going to play, but there's a chance that he might not play because of an illness that he got from last night, this morning. So just those positions are so important, and the fact that they're missing guys is a big concern of mine.
All right, so the flip side is, where can the Patriots take advantage of the New York Football Giants? There's a reason the Giants are 2-10, right? As much as I want to worry about offensive linemen being out, you're 10-2, and they're 2-10. There's a reason they are 2-10.
There's a reason they fired their head coach in the middle of the season.
Correct. And then their defensive coordinator.
Correct.
And they're going to be doing big things in the offseason. So let's look at it from that perspective of the opportunities presented to the Patriots to feast on a 2-10 Giants team. What are those?
I mean, you'd like to think that, you can run against the 32nd ranked run defense. You'd like to think that Drake May can air it out against this secondary.
Yep.
You'd like to think that Jackson Dart isn't, because he's so inexperienced and he's still green, isn't going to be able to exploit a very veteran-laden defense. And you just have momentum. You are 10-2. You were talked about as maybe the best team in the NFL against a team that is obviously going to be drafting very, very high this year. Psychologically, you have a huge, huge advantage in that department. It's at home. It's on national TV. It's a chance to show everybody that you are not fool's gold. So to me, those are huge, huge factors in why the Patriots should win this game and win it handily, I think, Fitzy.
Handily, wow. I mean, everything about it says should, but for some reason, we all seem to, at least a couple of us, have a lingering might not about it as well. Ted, you were the first to say that mini bye that they got coming off of the Jets game may have kind of thrown their schedule off because they were doing a great job in rhythm all season long. This is only one extra day, but it is at night, and this is Drake May's first Monday Night Football game. So are we in the least bit concerned that maybe he's going to come out with some of those early Bengals game jitters vis-a-vis missing guys, sailing the ball over their head, etc.?
Yeah, no, he is. He's not going to be jittery because, according to Brian Burns, he's actually overly poised. So let's hear that.
Oh, he's talented. Talented arm. I'm not really too sure yet about his how quick he is to process everything. But I do feel like he makes the right plays at the right time. He does seem a bit poised in the maybe a little bit too poised in the pocket. But just overall, he's been showing his talent for sure.
Ted Johnson,
that's
I've never heard that before.
Overblown statement ever. Like, people are just trying to. He's basically saying, "Look, teams haven't rattled him.
Yeah.
We need to rattle him." So that's not that big of a deal for him to say that. And it's funny because they're early in the season, and all last year, we saw a lot of things that would suggest he's not comfortable back there. His feet, pitter-patter, he's throwing off balance, he doesn't set, he's, man, that was so long ago. I mean, 2 months ago, crap. He's gotten so much better at that, and he's basically saying the kid is way too comfortable because he's thriving back there. He does not look like a guy that is, worried about not making a play. He knows he's going to make a play, and so we need to make sure he's uncomfortable. I mean, have we ever really seen Drake get uncomfortable in a game yet? I mean, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I just threw a pick six. Oh, we're down 10-0. All right, hold my beer. Watch this. I'm gonna. At the end of the day, I'm gonna be the fourth best quarterback in week 13 after throwing a pick six.
Yeah, I would say the most uncomfortable we saw him was week one because we were wondering. It almost looked like he was afraid to be himself.
I tell you what, you know, you want to blitz him. Oh, let's blitz him. Let's put pressure on him. Okay, you know who leads the league in yards when getting blitzed? Drake May.
The man whose autograph is on that football over there.
So he doesn't get rattled. A team has yet to figure out how to rattle him, and that's what his frustration. There's a little bit of frustration in that, and he's hoping he can change that tonight.
Before we get into Brian Hoyer's thoughts on the cold, which I thought were interesting, does the cold affect a trap game? And what I mean by that, because it's cold, do you over-prepare or take the game more seriously? Does it lower the trap factor, if indeed there's
I would
trap?
Say it heightens it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say it heightens it, especially in what makes this, you know, however, you know, I thought the Jets game was the proverbial trap. This game is up there, too, because you have a bye week.
A little senioritis.
These guys are already thinking about that bye. Oh, it's cold here, but wait when I'm in, South Florida in a few days when it's warm. I want to be there now, right? And so there can be human nature would suggest over all these years of studying human nature would suggest that there is a little bit of a trap kind of factored into this because the bye week is looming after this game.
All right, let's get to Brian Hoyer's answer. He's been a quarterback at Gillette Stadium in the cold. The issues that both Jackson Dart and Drake May face tonight. Here's what he had to say about it.
Yeah, we're not in wetsuit territory yet, but I do think, look, Drake's got a little bit of an advantage. He was in it here last year. You know, Jackson's just coming up from Mississippi, so who knows? But I think the one thing, you know, people kind of don't always understand is it stays pretty warm on those sidelines between the heated benches, the space heaters, the muffs with the, you know, we would have a full system down. How to keep that muff would be a toasty 102 degrees in there for your hands, so you pull them out only when you need them. I don't think it's going to affect either one of these guys, to be honest with you. The wind is always, you know, going to affect the kicking game before it affects the passing game, and both of these guys have strong arms. So I don't think it really have much of a factor, unless you're getting to the game like we had in Buffalo, Mac Jones rookie year, where you're getting 50-mile-an-hour gusts. You have to be really conscious of it. You know, I was just out at Zavarian practice right now. Seems pretty good. I know the temperature's going to drop a little bit, but I don't think it'll affect his night, but I think it is an advantage when you embrace it and you're out there and you can take advantage of it.
See, Ted, what do you know? The quarterback said, "Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's fine."
All right, and then you know what? I'm going to defer to him on that. But he did say the kicking game. So we were talking about Drake May, but you know we also got a kicker, Andy Borgalis from Florida.
Yeah.
So you know, and that ground is hard. It's a different surface when it's this cold. Could that be a factor in the kicking game?
Yes, absolutely. That's another reason why I don't want you to let the Giants hang around. I don't want, and no disrespect to him, he's had a great year, but I'm not sure I want Andy Borgalis stepping up to a 52-yard field goal late in the game that the game hinges on in the cold conditions.
He's been pretty good this year, though.
He's been great.
Yeah,
that was a nice
little 52-yarder right before halftime last week.
Do you think he's ever kicked a football that might be as hard as the football he may have to kick tonight in the second half?
Probably not. And Fitzy, remind me again, what temperature does he believe is cold?
That would be 72.
So he 50
thinks
degrees
playing
warmer.
Indoors in an indoor stadium is cold because it's 72 and
That's
sunny
a good
indoor.
Point. He was like, "Hey, agent, when I become a free agent, let's start looking at those domes with
Just
72.
Go get Adam Vinatieri's agent.
Absolutely, and you might get paid. We do need to get to this because we have an update or sort of new information developing here with this story, LSU. Teddy, Lane Johnson, as you can see on our TV screen, is doing his, Lane Kiffin, not Lane Johnson. He would be an offensive lineman for the Eagles. Lane Kiffin is doing his introductory press conference at LSU. So let's hear a little bit of that, Stiz.
It's place is different, and that's why we're here. We have a lot of work to do with that, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to lead one of the elite programs in all of sports. Leaving Ole Miss was extremely difficult decision. And in that, we tried every single thing possible to continue to coach the team through the playoffs and to continue to coach the players. In the end, that was their decision, and we totally respect that.
All right, we're done with him. What'd you say? You said why he's there or whatever? It's the tradition. It's what was it?
right.
Is it the tradition of $100 million?
Yeah, it was. It's the money, and it's they're saying that the Ole Miss offered him something comparable, and I think you rightfully pointed out. Well, you know, that doesn't include what the coaches' salaries are, what you're going to commit to weight rooms and to upgrades and to NIL money. Excuse me. And so there's a lot of other things other than just the head coach's salary to consider in this. Still, nonetheless, this is a bad story. This is a bad story for college football, because it's hard for me to know exactly who to blame, and that tells you right there the system broke. How do you fix it? Who has the power to fix it? I just think this is one of the lowest of the low and kind of a watershed moment for college football. I just can't imagine this sport is, because this could easily happen again, and I just can't imagine them not just figuring out how to fix a system that honestly gets more and more broke every year.
Yeah, and that's where I think, Fitzy, maybe some good comes out of this. Maybe this is like the high profile, holy crap, it is really screwed up.
Wake up, guys.
This is, what'd you call it, the watershed moment? Yeah, is this, Fitzy, the watershed moment that actually tries to fix this system?
It has to be, because if this happens again, people will say that people did a terrible job ignoring the pain that this caused. Like, who knows the damage this will do to not only Ole Miss as a program during the college football playoffs, now with all these coaches leaving, some players may have to decide if they're going to go. It could do untold damage to this, to Ole Miss, which is a great SEC school, for a year or years to come as well. If college football does nothing about this, then shame on them. Then they're just, all they care about is the money, not the kids in the program.
Don't they got to at least show a little, did the kids matter some? I mean, it's like, can you fake it a little bit? Right. I mean, can you somehow create a system where at least it shows that you have the student athletes, I dare say student athletes, best interests in mind? Like, it's supposed to be about it, because right now, clearly, it's there. That's the least of their concerns.
This feels like one of those classic pendulum swings where things are out of whack in one direction. Players are getting screwed. Schools are making millions and billions of dollars. Players get nothing. Okay, there's going to be lawsuits. As you said, there's going to be unionization. And now the pendulum has just swung the other way. And because Pandora's box got opened, it's overcorrected. It's like now it's free for all. It's the wild, wild west. It's money. I even joked to Dan.
It happens in so many professions and industries.
Industries and
betting.
The whole thing. Everything. Yeah, yeah. It goes the other way. I did actually wonder off air with Dan Ball. We were talking in the hallway. I was talking about maybe you have to move it up because the academic. Is there a chance where they just say, these aren't really student athletes? They're going to start school in February. Everybody else starts January 15th. If you have a problem with it, you have a problem with it. But they're part of our billion-dollar football program, and the reality is they're not just like you.
I mean,
that's
interesting. I mean, the fact that they are playing the national championship game on January 19th is insane to me. You've tacked on 3 weeks for two teams and extra weeks for a lot of teams, when it was already a long season.
Yep.
And so, it's this story to me, this should be a watershed moment. I would be surprised if something good doesn't come out of this.
Yeah, I at least think they'll make it look that way, Charlie Baker. Oh, there'll be a committee put together to study the adverse effects of coaches leaving, blah, blah, blah.
Does
it actually lead to anything, or do we wait till people move on to the NCAA tournament and hopefully they'll forget about us?
Yeah, I mean, do you want your kids going to these big high profile schools, knowing that the coach could leave at any time?
No, but the kids want to, because they want to go to a place that's a party school.
They want
a football
D1,
school.
D1,
yeah,
baby.
Like they want all of that goes with it. So, but yeah, Lane Kiffin is boots on the ground. He's the new $100 million man at LSU. And Ole Miss does not have their coach. Let's squeeze in a phone call before we get to the pick segment up next. 617-779-7937. If you want to join the conversation as Steve in the truck does. What's up, Steve?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good.
Hey.
Well, happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays going forward. I just don't understand all the fodder over this New York Giants team. They're 2-10, we're 10-2. I understand the offensive line's a mess. But, I mean, he has shown that he can get out of a lot of predicaments. And I don't know. I just don't see the Giants being the team that's going to go after him all night. When, I mean, I know they don't have a Myles Garrett. They do have one guy that's really good. Actually, two guys. But I don't know. I honestly, Fitzy, I think they win by 10 points tonight. I really do.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
I would love that, Steve. 10 points sounds comfortable enough as long as we're all not worrying about a one-score game in the fourth quarter as we're preparing for the post-game show. Then, boy, howdy, it'll be a Merry Christmas for all and sailing sweetly into the bye.
Let me try and whittle this down. The Giants' biggest strength might be matched up directly across the Patriots' biggest weakness.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know. Quarterbacks, did you see what happened to Aaron Rodgers yesterday? His busted up nose. He fumbled because he got hit in the back. You know, all it takes is, you know, a quarterback getting hit, blindside, spitting the seed. And then all of a sudden, you got a game on your hands. It doesn't take much to kind of make an argument that this game could potentially be a nail biter and needs to be kind of considered, a spot in which you should be nervous.
I also think Steve kind of answered his own question. They only got one. Well, they got two guys. Well, two. Really, Steve, they actually have three. Sexy Dexy's in there. And Abdul Carter was the third pick in the draft. He doesn't have a lot of sacks, but he's got a lot of pressures. In fact, he may be overdue to have a big sack game, and you hope that. Right. And then also Brian Burns has 13 sacks, which is a really good number in the NFL through 12 games.
And by the way, does Drake May hold the ball for a long time? Yeah, he's 36 out of 41 mm-hmm. quarterbacks. That's right. Eligible he holds the ball very, very long. So ball's got to come out fast.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Kevin in Connecticut. What's up, Kevin?
Hey guys, great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, you know how baseball they have tampering? Why doesn't the LSU, they tampered with Kelly at Notre Dame, then they tampered with Kiffin here. I mean, I know it's the leaving your team, it's up to you, and he's I won't even say what I think he is, but shouldn't they be punished? I don't know.
The only problem is, Kevin.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Who? Who's the governing body? Who's the one monitoring that they're, is there, who do you call when you think someone's tampering? Is there a hotline you call?
And this is the way business is done in the college football world. Like, this is a different story, but Bob Chesney, the former Holy Cross coach, went to James Madison for 2 years, is doing a really nice job at James Madison. Looks like he's taking the UCLA job. And James Madison was a borderline playoff team. They were a top 20. Like, this is, they're going to be a bowl team. Like, this is just the way it works. Now, if you're right, Ted, you'd have to change everything. The way coaches' contracts are written, tampering period, windows, negotiations, schedules. But remember how much we talked about Bill Belichick? There's always buyouts in both directions, right? Like, LSU can buy out Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin can buy out LSU. If the NFL comes calling, NFL could lure Lane Kiffin, and I think I saw it's $7 million to start and goes down to $1 million for him to buy out his contract. With it. Like, that's just the coaching carousel business. Mm-hmm. It's the way it works. You don't have to like it, and you probably shouldn't like it, and it probably isn't good for the sport, but it's the rules under which they play right now. 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is that time. It's Monday night at 5:30, and that time for Monday Night Football means it's time for us to pick the Patriots game. I'm sticking with my score that I predicted earlier. I just don't feel as good about it anymore. We'll get to that next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots host the New York Giants tonight at Gillette Stadium as Week 13 in the NFL wraps up with Monday Night Football. Kickoff tonight is at 8:15. The Patriots are 10-2, while the Giants are 2-10. New England enters play today tied with the Broncos for the best record in the league. Head coach Mike Vrabel told the media on Saturday that special teams captain Brendan Schooler and left guard Jared Wilson have both been ruled out for tonight's game. Linebacker Harold Landry and defensive tackle Kyrus Tonga are both officially questionable. Starting center Garrett Bradbury was added to the Patriots injury report this afternoon with an illness. He, too, is listed as questionable. And from ESPN's Mike Reese earlier this afternoon, the team elevated defensive tackle Jeremiah Farms Jr. and guard Brendan Hymus from the practice squad for tonight's game. For the Giants, linebacker Kayvon Thibodeau is out while four players are listed as questionable. Notable New York players with no game status given include defensive backs Paulson Adebo and Deontay Banks, defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence, quarterback Jackson Dart, and wide receivers Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton. From around the NFL, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert suffered a break in his left hand that will require surgery, but is not expected to miss any time. Colts All-Pro corner Sauce Gardner suffered a mild calf strain, which will likely sideline him for a couple of weeks. And the Browns will stick with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback for a third straight game when they take on the Titans this coming weekend. The Browns lost to the 49ers 26-8 this past weekend. The Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road last night by a score of 117-105. Boston is back to two games over 500 on the season. They open up their December schedule tomorrow night at TD Garden against the Knicks. The Bruins beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in a shootout on Saturday. Boston visits Detroit in the second half of a home-and-home tomorrow night. And new this afternoon, Boston College is hiring Auburn's Kenyatta Watson as its new general manager. Watson was a wide receiver and returner at BC from 1993 to 1996. He's had stops at Florida State and Georgia Tech and was most recently Auburn's assistant general manager of recruiting. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For this.
The sports yakker, the linebacker, and the wisecracker. Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
On the home stretch here on WEEI Afternoons. Does it feel like a game day?
Nope.
Feel like a game day at all.
I got that feeling too. How come?
Because we've been watching 3 days of football in the last four.
Yeah.
It feels like, okay, wait, there's another game tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. It is weird.
It's also kind of awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is, but I don't know. I'm sure it's different down at Gillette when you get to the game and like the buzz and the cold, and haven't had one of these primetime cold. Oh my God, is the beer turning to slush on the top of the beer kind of games? And I'm sure it'll be rocking. Hopefully Drake May and company will
give the faithful something to cheer about.
I'll be curious about the crowd because it's been, you know, it hasn't been great according to some. I'm not calling you guys out, but it's, you know, it hasn't been like it used to be. I mean, they're trying to get things going there, maybe by doing player introductions to get the crowd into it, but it's been, it's, let's face it, it's been a long time since it's really been rocking in that stadium.
And Fitzy, this is a weird one because the New York Football Giants are the alternate team for a lot of people that grew up in the bad days of Patriots football, and I couldn't watch the Patriots, so I watched the Giants. So there definitely could be a healthy percentage of Giants fans there, I'm assuming, tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. Could it be Giants fans in the region slash Patriots fans looking at it like, oh, it's 10-2 versus 2-10. I don't need it. It's a Monday night. It's going to be cold. I'll save my energy up for Buffalo. Like, don't take these games for granted, folks.
Now, the only thing I will say is in the big picture, if you're going to lose a game, losing a non-conference game is better than losing a conference tiebreaker, Bills, Ravens, one of those games. So, you know, I'll talk myself into that tomorrow, maybe, if that's the situation. But let's squeeze in another phone call before we get to our overly confident picks. Also, Stiz, I don't see your pick in my document, so put your damn pick in there.
My pick's in. I think Brian has it wrong on this doc, but I have my pick.
First, let's go Fitzy. We don't usually talk to this guy at this hour. It's usually a very late night post-game, but let's go to our buddy Jake in Australia. What's up, Jake?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yeah. What's up, Jake? It could be all of those, Jake. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Teddy, good to talk to you finally.
Good talking to you, bud.
Teddy, just to clarify, this is the infamous Jake in Australia who had an effing snake in the front yard on live radio one post-game show, and we had to drop him.
Oh, that's badass.
Because he said it's the whole word.
He said the whole word. It's all right, Jake. Yeah. Go ahead. Cuss away, man.
I just can't believe how these college coaches are just, like, chopping and changing as they please, man. The money they're making is more than the head coaches of our Australian Football League over here. Yep. And they're just like, see you later.
Yep.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is.
It's feels heartless, cold.
Yeah, it's business.
Know, it's you know, that's how you have to be. If you're a perennial, if you're a coach that just bounces around, you kind of got to have a hard shell.
Oh, absolutely. You got to be callous to everything that goes on. But, Jake, what are your thoughts on the we usually talk to you post-game. So what are your thoughts on the pre-game Patriots? You worried about this Giants game tonight?
I'm hoping they're ready to get rowdy and it's going to be a good game. But personally, I feel it's going to be a lot closer than we want it to be.
All right, thanks for the call, Jake. Jake's with that negativity, I'll let you go.
Oh,
you worried
come
about
on,
the game.
Man.
I wanted rah-rah, shish-goomba, kangaroos, and all that other stuff.
I listen to Jake talk. I want to go to Australia.
Oh, my God.
I want to go there
I don't know. When he said,
tomorrow.
There's an effing snake in the front yard, I less one. I don't.
24-hour plane flight.
I'm not hanging out in the outback. Yeah. I'm going to the beaches, baby.
Yeah, it's only 18
hours.
There's
no snakes by the beaches.
I hope not. That would be even scarier. But, all right, it's time now to get to our picks for this football game. So I want Stiz to start things off because we know that Stiz speaks as a city boy, man of the people, footy pajamas, whatever you want to call it. He can't talk about Bill anymore. So let's have him talk about his Patriots.
Yeah, I think I owe you some bear.
You do.
I don't think I can say a lot of season left, boys. I think there is no more season left. 4-8. Is that what he finished?
Wait till next year.
Yeah, we'll get him next year.
Maybe.
The Patriots are going to smash the Giants tonight. I'm not worried about anything. 31-17. Let's go.
That's the beauty of him. I'm not worried about anything. Just keeps it nice and simple.
Easy analysis, man.
Absolutely. Ted, why don't you go next?
I got the Patriots winning fairly handily, 24-10. I think Jackson Dart isn't the answer. I think the Patriots will do enough. I'm not as worried about it being a close game, at least early on. But I think the Patriots win.
Giants, once again, score on their opening drive. Pats fans wonder, is it too cold? Can we ever shake this? Is this the trap game I was looking for or warned about? Patriots get it going, but the Giants won't go away because they're creative, they're tenacious, and they can do just enough to keep the Patriots and their fans on their heels. Pats take the lead late. Giants have the ball in their hands for a potential game-winning score. Oh. Marcus Jones with the pick. Your Patriots 27, Giants 23.
Very detailed prediction.
Well, I'd love for a game to. I hope it's a fun game.
I hope it's a fun game too. So, Fitzy, you have the 4-point win. Brian Frazoco also has a Patriots 4-point win, 24-20. Dan Ball.
Yeah, I have just slightly more than Stiz has to worry about with my score, apparently. I think as much as I worry about the battle between Burns and company in the offensive line, Vidarian Lowe has been okay enough against the pass in the last year plus, at least from a grade perspective, that I think the run game is going to absolutely torch the Giants' defensive interior. And the completion percentage that Drake has on his deep balls this season matches up very well against a very porous secondary. So I got 31-21 Pats. The weather stuff is in the back of my mind as I say that out loud, but I just think there is not enough on this Giants defense to keep Drake contained. 31-21, and he adds to his potential MVP candidacy.
I will say, if they run the ball well, we've talked about how many different ways they've beaten teams, leading receivers, big plays, not big play, all these things. Yeah. If they go out there and run the ball well, that just adds another thing for us to say, oh, maybe they can do that well enough, especially if they do it behind whatever the offensive line is going to look like. So I guess that means, Lee, that I have my last pick. 27-13. Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to control the game. Okay, so maybe Jackson Dart gets that initial touchdown, and then he gets a couple field goals after. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May is going to be fine. If anything, I think he was a little annoyed by the Brian Burns comment. When he said, I'm not even really sure what that means, I try to go through my progressions and make the play that I'm supposed to make or
you
something.
You know what I would say? He's a liar!
Yeah, I think he was a little... So, you know what? I think he's annoyed. I think he's got a little bee in his bonnet. So Drake May not only has a big game throwing the ball, I'm going to say maybe we get one of those look back at Brian Burns when he's running away from him like he did to Matthew Judon in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he has a little something to prove. Just do it smartly, and if he's really close to you, get down or slide or something, get out of bounds.
Would be pretty great if he did the Superman celebration on ESPN's airwaves.
Okay.
I tell you what.
What did you guys think of that? Because they got back to Cam, that I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Did they stage that, or was that did that just happen?
Good question.
Organically?
I wondered the same thing.
I felt like maybe Stephon Diggs staged it.
No, they definitely talked. That was way too choreographed.
Okay,
yes, either 100%. Way,
what
I'm fine with
what
it.
That's Drake throwing shade at Cam. What do you think?
I love it.
I do too.
I love it. Why wouldn't I? You throw shade my way, guess what? You're a has-been. I'm right now.
But he does it. That's a perfect way to do it. Like, you pregame, you know cameras on you, you can do it real quick.
Low-key.
Said all you needed to say by doing that.
And you know what it reminded me a little bit of? I feel like Aaron Rodgers does stuff like that, where it's kind of subtle, and you're like, did he just throw shade at somebody? Did he just say something?
That's the best kind of shade, when you're not really sure.
And we know that Drake likes him. Like, he has talked about how much he has an affinity for Aaron Rodgers. So maybe that was that subtle get back at him without going over the top and maybe pissing off Vrabel or somebody else. Just, did I do it? Yeah, I did it. You got a problem with it? We'll just move on. But I did it, and I can do it again if I need to, because I'm still playing and you're not, Cam, even though you're still talking. All right, there's the picks. We all have the Patriots winning by somewhere in the range of 4 to 10 points.
Fitzy has it the closest. It's going to be a nail-biter.
He's a little scared. But, for Fitzy's sake and my sake, when we do the Six Rings post-game show, I think that would be an interesting game to talk about. If it comes down to the wire, big defensive play, a couple offensive plays, I'm all for it. So Patriots are going to win, so say us. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, somebody agreed to do something if Lane Kiffin left LSU. Well, now you got to put your money where your mouth is. I'll explain with some audio up next about Lane Kiffin and maybe somebody running naked. Here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Couple hours before kickoff down at Gillette Stadium, Monday Night Football, Patriots Giants in a 10-2 versus 2-10 that we've somehow talked ourselves into having a little trepidation, even though it didn't necessarily show up in our scores. Does that summarize that properly? Yep. We talked about what could be issues, and then we all kind of picked the Patriots, other than Fitzy. Most of us picked the Patriots to kind of control the football game and win with a score that is representative of what they are supposed to do, right?
You know, but I will be, you know, my guess is it'll probably be a close game at halftime. The Patriots usually have leads at halftime, but they haven't blown teams out at halftime. And then they'll pull away in the second half. But I think it'll be close for at least one half of the game tonight.
Yes, and I think it'll be great for the Patriots to assert themselves as number one overall, for Drake to grab that MVP mantle. Answer any and all questions, because it should leave people with very little to any lingering doubt going into the bye and then hitting that home stretch.
I'm not sure if tonight's he's going to win people over tonight, though, because of the opponent. It's just going to be the same issue that he's been running into.
Right.
People don't believe until you play a good team.
Maybe the pass rushers, though. Maybe if he shakes off a couple sacks early and then puts up a performance and people talk about, he was working with couple backups on the offensive line. It could be a narrative.
His second half of the Buffalo game, it was televised nationally. He was it was a perfect grade.
Yep.
He had a perfect quarterback rating. So they have seen him play perfect football for at least one half already this season.
All right. Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-4KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. So we have some interesting audio here. It looked like for a while that everybody decided that Lane Kiffin was indeed going to leave Ole Miss and go to LSU. But there was at least one person who was remaining faithful to Lane Kiffin returning to Ole Miss. That's Chef Elizabeth Heiskell. She was on with Paul Feinbaum, and, well, she made a promise to do something if Lane Kiffin left. And, well, if you find her interesting, you might want to go to Oxford and hang out because you might see something cool. Roll it, Stiz.
I think y'all have a whole lot more interesting things to discuss than Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your breath. Mark my words, he is not leaving. And I'll tell you right now, if he does leave us, I will strip down butt naked and I will run around the Oxford Square. There you go. I said it and I will. That's how confident I am that he is staying and we will see him next year.
Man, you now have me hoping he leaves. We will televise that live right here.
Oh, that got awkward. That's all.
hitting on his callers, man.
Yeah, that's a little weird there. It's a fun little story until he made it creepy.
Yeah, well, you can't tell. The voice, I was like, I don't know. Do I really want to see her naked?
Yeah,
but
why not?
But then it sounded kind of, like, I don't know, at the end there, I was like, well, maybe. Maybe I do want to see her.
Yeah, please, just for the event.
Paul thinks so.
Well, Paul definitely wanted to see her. Paul is like, hey, so Lane left, so you made the promise. Now, so when are we doing this? Where are you doing this? But yeah,
from the outside looking in, you look at his success there, what they've done this year, the players he's put out in the pros, you go, yeah, why would he ever want to leave here?
Yeah, but, you know, ego, money, big-time program. I do think there's part of it. You know, the money's right, Ted, $100 million, and I don't believe
he was going to get the same financials from Ole Miss as LSU. I don't believe that. But also, I've heard a lot of people talk about his failure at USC and like this big program that he couldn't do it at the highest level. Now he has the opportunity to go to that big program at LSU, do it at the highest level. Also, maybe rub sort of Brian Kelly's face in it. You couldn't do it. Like, I'm the big swing and you know what.
I think that's stuff that motivates him. Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. And he's had an interesting coaching career. I mean, he absolutely has had an, if you go back to the Tennessee and the Raiders and now, like, he's, they did that documentary recently on ESPN, I think, did the documentary of his coaching career. Well, you're going to need to update it.
He's going
to
shoot his shot, kind of like just, you know, like Marcus Smart at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He I'm thinks he's my a shot. Shooter. Yeah. He's
Check.
He absolutely thinks he is a shooter, and
pride works in fun. It can work for you, it can work against you.
And two things we actually never mentioned in this this show today about Lane Kiffin. One was Jackson Dart, who played for him at Ole Miss. I'm guessing in his postgame press conference tonight, he's going to be asked about his thoughts on his his former coach going to LSU and the way things went down and leaving. And then the other was. Remember, he's now going to coach the Weeks family of brothers, one of whom was dating his daughter when Ole Miss played LSU. A little bit of an interesting subplot there. I wonder how you feel about your girlfriend's dad
weird.
Arriving.
That would be weird.
Because now you can't break up with her, right?
Is he coming back next year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but you can't break up with the daughter, right? Like, the new coach arrives and you dump the daughter. Now you got to go to, hey, coach's meeting. He wants to talk to me about my role
on the
team.
I'd ask for her hand in marriage tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're getting Christian Arcand for a little crossover. He's got his Patriots sweatshirt on. What a good little Christian Arcand tonight. Rooting on the local team. He's putting his headphones on.
He crushed it yesterday. Good pregame.
Yeah?
A lot of good stuff from Mago and Scheim and Arcand. Just you know, just bouncing ideas off each other and opinions and shooting down
it's
others.
It's a fine show we do on Sunday, is it not, Ted? I think it's a fine program we do.
It's a great listen, man.
It sure is.
Tank?
I'd never get to listen to it. I'm in there doing it. But, like, it's a great show. I agree.
I would imagine it's a great show.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how are you? What
I'm
do you
good.
Got tonight?
Well, we got 2 hours pregame leading into it. Yeah. Chris Price going to jump on at 7:30. And the last 2 hours of the show, Joe Braverman and I are just going to dink around because, like, why not? We're just going to, I mean, really, it's going to be a total grab ass for 2 hours. We're gonna try and try some other stuff out. Yeah, you know, we're just gonna see what's what. We're really gonna be howling at the moon, you know, sort of screaming into the abyss. So we're gonna really try and have some fun with it.
I know you might touch on Lane Kiffin at some point. You're a college football guy. You lived the Deion Sanders experience at your alma mater. Any short thoughts on this whole Kiffin debacle?
Not surprised by it. Now that the kids can all jump in the transfer portal whenever they want, I think these coaches feel more empowered to do the same thing to them. I think that's exactly what happened here. I think that the loyalty was never really there to begin with. These coaches all sort of just do what's best for them. But I do think, and not all of them, but most of them do. And I think that now that there's sort of, I don't want to say it's even the playing field, but now that the players have been empowered a little bit, I think that just makes the coaches think, well, now I can just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, they're just going to transfer. And so I'm going to go chase the money and that's that. And I think that's sort of the environment that's been created by all this. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not shocked by it. If that's what you're asking. I'm not surprised at all.
No,
it is unprecedented just because it's a team that's in the playoffs and this is, you know, they have a 12-team playoff, so if they only had a 4-team playoff, we wouldn't be caring as much. But they have a chance to win the national championship.
True. They do.
But if there was any other coach that did that, we can't pretend to be surprised. It's Lane Kiffin. The guy loves school hopping. Like, he makes this a passion, and like it's a hobby of his.
And he's rooting for Ole Miss to win the national title, because if you didn't see this, he has a unique clause in his new contract that if Ole Miss wins the national championship, he gets $1 million bonus. So he is legitimately rooting for Ole Miss to win the national title as he departs them to go to LSU. Stick around for the Christian Arcand show. Self-described, 2 hours of previewing Patriots-Giants, and then 2 hours of grab-ass.
2 hours of, like, experimental radio, I think, is what we're going to be going
with.
Oh,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
tune in.
Yeah.
8 to 10, and that helps you lead into the Six Rings postgame show.
Get a little peyote in here, you know, a couple buttons.
Fitzy and Hart will not have that. We'll just talk a little football. Drake May, Mike Vrabel, postgame thoughts, maybe some drunk phone calls from Foxborough. We'll be back tomorrow with a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. We'll talk to Drake May. We'll talk to Marcus Jones, who Fitzy is predicting will have a game-sealing interception. We'll recap whatever the hell went on at Gillette in this chilly one on Monday Night Football. We'll talk to you then. 2 to 6. And another QB under the tree. Autographed Patriots football all tomorrow. 2 to 6. Talk to you then. That'll be your energy drink time. Fitzy, what's your... Excuse me. Prediction. Prediction.
Oh, well, the truth finally comes out. Dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.